Welcome back to another episode of Heart to Health Talk, a podcast that shares insightful stories about health and everyday life. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Janine, and we're kicking off part two of our debut episode, New Health. Last episode, we talked with Joelle and Wei Hao, a bunch of food science and technology students in NUS FST Society. They're back again to share even more stories.
To recap, we talked about myths about fat diets, weight loss and healthy living goals, and nutritional insights from Joelle and Wei Hao themselves. This time, we're moving more into resolutions and fitness goal setting.
Since school's out and the summer's getting started, I'm sure many of us have loads of time to enjoy the break. But that also means putting in the hard work when it comes to health and fitness goals that are realistic while achieving that summer bod ready for the beach.
Alright, enough from us. We better not take up too much time. Now, back to the episode.
Previously, Jo and Wei Hao did mention about perseverance being one of the biggest factors to gain success in when we do dieting. And Joelle did mention about, I think, having a long-term goals. So in this section, we would like to know more about your healthy fitness or living goals if you guys do set it for yourselves.
Yeah, I think I can start. So I think one of my main goals is like be healthy, but also like learn to let go and have fun sometimes. I feel that sometimes it's okay to like a pizza, like drink a beer. I think it's perfectly fine, but it's just that in the overall scheme of things, I feel that like you should be eating healthy in a general sense, and that is one of my long term goals. So like, is to enjoy food, but also not to restrict yourself so much that like you're not enjoying life. Because I'm sort of like the I live to eat sort of guy. So instead of the eat to live, yeah.
I agree on that. Wei Hao, any input from you?
For me, my goals are quite basic. So for me is I will eat everything in moderation. So personally, I don't eat snacks. So I'm okay with that. Mm. So it don't apply to anyone. Oh. Yeah, because personally, if I eat a lot of sweet things, the back of my mouth will start to sting. So I don't really eat sweet things also. So yeah, so that's could be a benefit, maybe a curse. So yeah. So that's why I don't eat snacks. Yeah, so I believe that all things should be done in moderation, right? Like even if you like exercise, like you eat. Yeah, so one example is during my nutrition module, my lecturer actually showed us a video. So I'm not sure if have you ever watched like the very famous video of Super Size Me, where some dude like he eat like upsized meal for every single day. I'm not sure if any of you heard it. So this actually got quite famous, where he take a 1 month trial, where every day he, for breakfast and dinner, he just eat like upsized. If the McDonald's staff asked him whether he wanted upsize or not. Yeah, so eventually he gained a lot of weight. Then here comes another video that actually contradicts his point. So in another, I think a few years later, there was a professor who, I think it's a teacher. Yeah, he actually did his diet. So he already ate McDonald's again. But the thing is that he restricted his McDonald's to 2,000 calories. 2,000 kilocalories, yeah. So, and he actually lose weight. Key takeaway, right, is that eat everything in moderation. You can enjoy anything you want, as long as you know that you have enough of it. Yeah, I mean, if you are everyday eat snacks and all things, then you probably even have the control of it. Yeah, then that's where the calorie counting starts coming in. But then there's also issue because, like, you know, it's hard to, like, count calories. The char kway teow from like Sengkang could have different ingredients from the char kway teow from like NUS. So because of that, right, calories could be an issue. And which is why this my healthy bit starts to come in. Yeah. Where they say like half of your meal will be like rice or something, then 1/4 is vegetable and the other one is like proteins with whatever protein you want. And then there's exercise and like so all those kind of things and they have like pectoral, and that's where it starts to come in. Yeah, then which will actually help people to like eat things in moderation.
I see. Previously, Joelle mentioned about eat to live and live to eat. So you're the first one, right? So how do you make sure that you are not overexerting or underestimating yourself when trying to achieve these healthy fitness goals?
I try to incorporate exercise into my daily gym routine. So maybe like you can go for a walk or even go to a gym. And then like overall, I feel that like if you're not like eating like fried food every day, then is you'll be able to maintain within a certain calorie intake in the long term now. Because like, okay, I think this is going quite scientific, but if you like plot a graph every day, like how much you eat, then maybe like once a week you like maybe exceed by 500 calories. I think in the long term, the average will be around what you actually need, which is okay. So yeah, I think it's perfectly fine to let go once in a while. And then like also try to incorporate exercise into your daily routine so that if you burn more calories means you can eat more calories also. Yeah.
I like how you mentioned about trying to, you know, draw a graph or like keep track of your healthy living goals by relying on like, you know, certain tools, for example, like the amount of calories intake. Even though Wei Hao do mention that, you know, a plate of food in a particular area might not have the same ingredient as that of the same food in another area. So it might be quite hard to keep track of, for example, your calories intake per day. So do the guests yourselves, do you all actually use any tool to keep track of your own living goals?
For me, it's quite simple. I just took my plate as actually not. Because I thought about like the current time is not my fasting days. So for fast, I just eat until like I don't feel like eating. Then I'm like, okay, I don't want to eat anymore. I leave it for like lunch or like dinner. Yeah. Then if I say during my fasting days, yeah, it is really like cutting portions. One of my main diets is like just cutting portions. Just cut. Yeah, but of course, cut adequately.
Yeah, I think what Weihao said was good. But personally, what I did was, so online there are these like calorie calculators where like you can, based on the amount of exercise you do per week, and like you have to print like your intensity, your height, your weight, all those. Then they will like sort of give you a rough calculation on how much calories you need to take to like maybe maintain or like to gain weight or to lose weight. And then they will like recommend you a certain amount of calories to take in. And then you can use apps like MyFitnessPal, I think. So it's like a calorie counter where like there's a large database of calories. I think you can like scan a barcode of a packaging also. Then you'll like automatically track your calories for you for that day. As time goes by, and then you sort of know like how much calories is one portion of food, or like maybe one chicken rice, like 500 calories or something. Then I think over time, as you keep doing it, then after some time you can stop doing it because you sort of know like how much calories is in that plate of food. Then like you can give a rough estimation.
Mm-hmm.
I think like you don't have to count to specifically the last like calorie, but like I think just a rough estimate will do.
I see. What about Janine yourself? Do you set any like healthy living goals for yourself, or do you use any tools to keep track of like, for example, your calories intake?
Well, I mean, I started to spin around like 2021. So I think that was more of like for myself because I wanted to look a lot more healthier than I did. And also that was when I just got off my accommodation like on campus. So, you know, like how I also had like suppers every night and like, you know, very, very terrible sleep lifestyle and everything. So I wanted to change that. So I happened to have like, you know, some money to kind of just go for these kind of classes and everything. And yeah, I think it has really helped me with my like self-confidence and everything. So I did achieve quite a few health goals of like losing weight and everything. And it's quite interesting because a lot of people actually they use those like personal trackers, like, you know, Apple Watches and everything to track, you know, how much they burn and everything. And I also saw like the allure of it. Like my sister also has it, but she doesn't really use it as much because it sometimes becomes like a white elephant and everything. So like, you know, I personally think that you don't need to invest in one to like kind of see that progress, you know. And you know, like Joel said, you know, why be so obsessed with like the metrics, you know, just have fun when you do these kind of things. Yeah, so that's like, but I mean, of course, looking back and seeing the progress is always something that is very rewarding. But you can always like do these kind of like goal setting and progress tracking in a very different way besides relying on just apps. Like you could just take a photo whenever you do an exercise and then you can slowly see the progressions by month, and that comes with a lot of patience, but you know, it will always be rewarding in the end. And yeah, I mean, And also, like, personally, I also try to change a bit of my diet to kind of incorporate it with my exercise. So I've actually tried to eat more vegetarian food. So it helps that, like, vegetarian portions are also a lot cheaper than, like, meat options and everything. But I learned the hard way that I need to, replace my protein sources. Because the moment you take out meat and everything, like, you can have energy crashes or you'll be craving, like, the next meat. And then, you might, like, go overboard the next time and everything. So, you know, tofu helps and everything. And different cuisines also. Vietnamese is really, really quite healthy. But, I mean, that is, like, you know, up to your personal thing now. Yeah. How about you, Lynn? I know that you're a very, like, athletic person. Do you have any health goals?
I would say I used to be pre-COVID days because like I started playing basketball since like primary six. So since then, because training can be quite intense, especially during nearing competition and during competition itself. So I do work out quite often. Not that I want to, but like, you know, training. So I do have to like attend trainings on a weekly basis, like about 3 to 4 times per week. Yeah. So my fitness goals as of right now is actually might be quite an opposite to like, is it most people or maybe some people? Because like ever since I worked out lesser, like right now, because no COVID and like this, like basketball is sports, is a team game. So we cannot really play, you know, like contact sports or sports that is played in the team. So what happens is that for, I think this year or so, I've been losing my appetite. So it's quite the opposite. I think my healthy living goal or life fitness goal that I want to achieve is more of like eating 3 meals a day. So I do have the habit of like eating just breakfast or and lunch or breakfast and dinner because I'm a morning person. So I'll wake up, I do work out sometimes, and then I will eat a heavy breakfast. But with that said, I feel like it's quite unhealthy to just take 2 meals per day because the calories intake is basically not enough for you to function in the day itself. Yeah, so I've been trying to, you know, eat more and finish my food as well. Okay, I think it wasn't that hard because I was brought up to with the mentality of not wasting food. So what happens is that whenever there's a plate of food in front of me that I know I cannot finish anymore, right? I will tell myself to finish it no matter what. So I will usually eat like 1 hour. Like I'm not even exaggerating. I take 1 hour to eat 1 meal. Yeah. So yeah, I just tell myself I need to finish this portion. Yeah. That's why I just tell myself, no matter what, I have to finish it. And then so that I don't waste the food. And then I make sure there's calories intake also. Yeah.
That's quite a good insight and like, you know, sharing, because I think for a lot of people our age, a lot of people are quite complacent when it comes to, you know, like our health and everything, like living a healthy lifestyle, like, you know, they can just like eat whatever they want because maybe they've had the highest metabolism among all their friends the whole entire time. And it's very often that people get complacent with all these kind of things. But of course, these kind of things will also go away with them in life when like metabolism slows down and they never really had like that healthy lifestyle training and everything when they were younger. Yeah. So as students, right, maybe anyone wants to share like what are some challenges or like setbacks that you face when trying to incorporate these like healthy lifestyle or goals in your schedules?
I think I can start first. So like personally, I feel that like time is the most important, it's the biggest challenge so far. Cause like you have to juggle the schoolwork and then like your identity as like a friend and like a son and all those. And then you have, on top of all that, you have to add in like exercise, which is like maybe 1-2 hours a day. And then sometimes you have to like, what's the idea? Like you have to go out of your way to like meal prep or like cook healthy food in order to like meet your health goals. So I think time is quite important. And like it really helped me to like plan my time properly. Another thing is like my social life. So like I think as students, all of us can relate. Like if someone like wants to go like KBBQ or like you want to order in supper, then it's quite hard to say no lah, honestly, because like it's like peer pressure and then the food also tastes good on. Yeah, so like a lot of times because of these like social influences, then you like set you back a few steps. And then you have to like, but I think what's important is that you pick yourself up the next day. I think like you shouldn't beat yourself up. and then like just continue your day and like continue your like goal after that.
Anyone else wants to share?
So for me, I don't exercise because I mean it's also partially due to my body condition. So I can't exactly like so far do the normal exercises. So I rather not exercise. Yeah. So and also the fact that the models are hard. So I spend most of my time trying to understand what the hell is going on. So yeah, so I really have no time to like so far consider like not exercise or anything. But the one key thing that I do is like I regulate what I eat, which I have been doing ever since like many years ago. So yeah, so for students who like really have no time to exercise, yeah, that's one thing that you could do, which is to regulate how much you eat. So if you actually want to like so-called lose, like eat lesser, you could like wake up late. Because I mean everybody wakes up late. So you could maybe if you eat at 10, right, you definitely will be eating at like 1 and 2 p.m. Yeah. So it pushes everything up to until like maybe like late, like 6 or 7. That's where your lunch becomes like so-called dinner time already. Yeah. I mean, if you don't sleep at 9 p.m. like me, then yeah, you could be starving at the 10. But if you actually sleep, which is it, yeah, so sleep is actually a very important thing also. So students who don't get enough sleep, right, will actually tend to increase it also, like, including worsening skin condition and eye bags and all things also. Like, that's other stuff. But people who don't have enough sleep, your body will actually be exhausted. So it means that your body can't process your food properly. So it's actually even weight loss is also tied in together with quality sleep. Yeah. You may say that, oh, I sleep at 12 midnight and I wake up at like 10 a.m. tomorrow. Then it's like, I got 8 hours, what? No, it's not. So the body clock actually resets at 11 p.m. At night, 11 p.m. Right? Yeah. So the body clock actually resets at 11 p.m. Okay. So if you sleep after 11 p.m., then that's it. So 11 p.m. is like a time where your body starts to like actually do its like resetting and like all the work inside your body. So it's better to sleep early, you know, for your body to like get enough rest. Which is what I do. I'm always like later sleep at 9:30 p.m. only. Yeah. So it's moderation of food and sleep early.
I think for myself in this semester, I actually took leave of absence. So I'm currently interning. I think one struggle that I face is that because my meal time is that I spend 1 hour, right, for every meal. So during my 9 to 6 working hours, I do have a 1 hour break and it's just 1 hour. So if I have to go out to like, you know, do takeaway or like I cook my own food, right, I definitely wouldn't have enough time to finish it. Yeah. So it's either if I cook it, I do have to consume like small portion of it so I can finish in time, or like if takeaway, then I really have to be quick because my house didn't buy. There is food choices, but it's not very close to my house also. But unfortunately, I do have home cooked food. Like my mom cooks lunch most of the time. Yeah, so I just rush and eat.
Yeah, I think maybe my biggest tip for like students like us who don't really have a lot of time, neither do we have a lot of money, is just to change like these small things in our life that it's different for everybody. But like that could be like, because I stay like pretty inside my estate and it takes me like 25 minutes to the MRT and everything. Sometimes at night when it's cooling, I would just choose to walk rather than to take a bus and everything. Saves money and you get such a nice cooling walk and everything. I mean, it's quite hard because you have your mask and everything, and it, you know, pre-COVID days would have been like so much more enjoyable walking around. But it's like just small things then, like, you know, you have a bit more time, a bit more energy. And like, if you slowly change these kind of habits, slowly change these kind of activities, right, they will form and become habits. And then you will realize that you will be thanking yourself for like starting that first step and everything, even if it's just like, such a tiny thing. Yeah. And like, you know, when besides being students, there was the whole pandemic. So that really threw a lot of people off with their like lifestyles and everything, and it's so hard to revert back now that we're coming through like, you know, changing the government rules and everything. So like, what are some ways we can like, you know, work with what we have, like, you know, working out at home and everything, or eating healthier at home?
Yeah, so I think firstly you can start by like the internet. So you can just search like, let's say you're a beginner, then you can just search like beginner workouts or at home, then there'll be like a list of videos for you to watch. You can like slowly choose to like see which workout best fits you. Like recently, I tried doing like Tabata. So it's like 20-second work and 10-second rest. And then like you go on for like 5 sets. And there's like music playing lah, so it's like kind of like dancing-ish. It's like quite fun, honestly. Yeah, then you can see what works for you. I think it doesn't really have to be like in the form of burpees or like running. It can also be like doing martial arts like boxing or like maybe rock climbing or kayaking. I think all this helps to keeping you fit. And like you can find joy in these activities. Like, it's not like it's like super tough or what. Yeah, so I think see what you think is fun and then you should go and try it. And as for eating healthier, maybe you can start by like meal prepping. I think it helps a lot if you enjoy cooking, because you can cook like healthy meals for yourself, then like see how you can make these meals tasty and healthy. And I feel like it's like killing two birds with one stone, because it like tastes nice and then it's healthy also. But another thing is like should like start slow, because I think if you go in too fast, you probably like injure yourself, especially if you're like a beginner. So like make sure you warm up and then see how your body reacts the next day. Normally if you start a very intense workout, the next day you'll probably feel very sore. So I think let your body condition itself and then look at the long-term progress of things. And also like try to know what is a myth and what is not, because there's a lot of myths out there. Yeah. For example, like one myth that I like heard recently was like the calories you eat at night is double or something. So that's obviously a myth, because if that's true, then like if everybody in the world eat at night, then we just need half of the food that we eat. Yeah, so make sure to like know what's a myth and what's like a fact. And I think you'll be good.
I think for myself, a way that I started working out at home was actually during the COVID days, during the circuit breaker, if you remember. So like we're all stuck at home, right? Unless you go for essential trips. So what we did, me and my friends, is that at every 5 p.m., we would lay out our yoga mat and then we would start doing workout as like what Joel mentioned. So we do like search up on videos for, I think, Chloe thing. And then we did it together. So I felt like there was a form of peer pressure maybe. And it's really encouraging because you see everyone is doing it together. So you're not alone, like suffering in this. And it feels really good because I remember we did it for, I think, one month, I think, or more than that. Yeah. And it actually became a habit because one circuit breaker ended, right? And then we broke this routine. At 5 p.m., I always have the urge to go and bring out my yoga mat. Like, oh, this feels weird. It's 5 p.m., but I'm actually not doing what I usually do. Yeah, so it feels weird. So it's nice because I think the habit has been formed. And yeah, once the habit is there, right, it's really not that difficult to get it going. Yeah, but once you break the habit, it's also difficult to have it started again. Yeah, so I think having somebody to encourage and doing it together with you be really good.
And it's so nice that you have like accountable like buddies and everything. Yeah, it doesn't even need to be like your friend. It can be like your parents or something, because, you know, healthy lifestyle doesn't just like happen in our youth. Like middle-aged people can also like come and help out also. Yeah, and I think for me, like working out at home doesn't need to be something that's so extreme. I remember during the circuit breaker, I actually just started to look at stretching videos, like just to stretch and wake up every day, like being a bit more like energetic and everything. Like just 5 minutes of like stretching in bed is perfectly fine, and like, you know, it just gets your body and your system working and you feel a lot more energetic for the day. Yeah, and you know, it doesn't need to be something so extreme. You can do something similar like yoga, which is kind of just like stretching and everything, the not so intense ones, but it helps to get your system working and also gets you in a good like frame of mind and everything. Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna like wrap up the episode already. So, you know, is there anything that you guys want to say to our listeners, Wei Hao and Joel?
Thanks for listening so far. I think the most important takeaway is that we should eat everything in moderation. And then if you are looking to start a diet, you should probably see how your body reacts to it. And like, don't believe everything the internet says. Like, and lastly, try to have fun when you exercise, because like after all, it's like a long term thing, and you don't want to make it, you don't want to make yourself miserable.
As for me, I will say that, so I'm not an expert in exercising, so I will talk such about it. So about the food aspect of dieting, right? The most important thing is to find a way to make yourself feel full for a longer period of time. Be it like you follow like what low GI or low glycemic response or high fiber. So the issue is that it's your hunger that drives you, and also the microbiome inside your body. There's actually research that shows that there's a communication between the bacteria inside your intestine to your brain. Yeah. So if you eat unhealthy food, you'll keep telling you to like, eat unhealthy food because you nurture those bacteria that actually feed on the things that are inside the unhealthy food. Yeah, so the key thing is to incorporate more fiber into your diet. So fiber actually cannot digest one. So because it cannot digest, right, it stays inside your stomach for a very long time. Yeah, and because of that, that's why you will feel full. And also it helps with your bowel movement, also, which is quite good. I mean, you don't want constipation while doing your diet, right? Yeah, so that is one thing. So incorporate more fiber into your diet. And also to, yeah, like what Joel said, eat things in moderation. Yeah, and also take care of your bacteria that's living inside your body. Yeah.
I think that sounds a lot like you are what you eat. Maybe that's why they say that, right? Because I've actually never really understood what that phrase means. Yeah, I thought it was, you know, part of a meme or something. But okay, based on what Weihao shared with us, right, it actually kind of makes sense. Because I think personally, I cannot really take oily food, if that makes sense, because it gives me stomach ache. Yeah, I don't know if it's related to this, but yeah, so I usually avoid, or I don't even avoid, I don't even crave for it. Yeah, so I don't usually eat them. Yeah, maybe it's because of this. Maybe I'll go and find out more.
From reliable sources, yeah.
Yes.
And that's a wrap for this two-part episode, New Health. Thank you, Joel and Weihao, for all your incredible insights into realistic fitness goals and how we can better stick to our resolutions.
If you liked today's episode, do join us for the next one where we will be covering eye health in our episode, New Eyes. If you want to find out more about us, head over to our Instagram at heart2healthdoc. That's spelled as HEARTTOHEALTHTALK. Or subscribe to our Spotify podcast to stay tuned to more information about our series and upcoming episodes.
Hope you guys are having a great summer, and that's all for this episode of Heart to Health Talk.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.